praying for you. What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your boy, Shiny Shine. Hope y'all had a good week. Man, I had a good week. And you already know what time it is. So let's just hop into it. You already know. Let's go. Hey. But anyways, hot topic. First point. Winter break. Thank God. I'm done with finals, ladies and gentlemen. My last semester undergrad. Well, fall semester. Let me elaborate. Fall semester. My last fall semester of undergrad. It is over. I have one more semester left. Spring semester. So, I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm about to getting ready to transition to the next stage of my life. It's so, like, mind-blowing. But we are here. We are here. So, but winter break. Hope everyone enjoys their winter break. Hope everyone enjoys the holidays as we're getting closer to Christmas, New Year's Eve, New Year's. So, let's do it, y'all. Let's have a great time. Stay warm if you're in cold areas. If you're in warm areas, we don't like you because you're warm. Sign now. We love you guys. Next hot topic, college football. The season is pretty much coming to an end. I enjoyed this season. I enjoyed the upsets to the amazing performance throughout everyone. So just excited for the college football playoffs. You have Alabama versus Cincinnati. Then you have Michigan versus Georgia. Sean, why have you not talked about Ohio State? Well, guys, I love Ohio State, if y'all don't know, by the way. And so people have been getting on me like, hey, you know, you've been talking about your Buckeyes. The last season you talked about your Buckeyes, the previous season. So why are you not just talking about your Buckeyes now? Okay, yes, we lost. It's okay. It's all right. We're coming back next season. I promise you that. I promise you that. You know, but congratulations to Michigan. I'll give them the, you know, where credit is due. They beat us fair and square. They won the Big Ten championship, and now they're in the playoffs. So congratulations. Beat Georgia. Hopefully you can. It's going to be a tough game, but I think y'all can do it. I think y'all can do it. So we'll see what happens. Congratulations to Bryce Young for winning the Heisman. I feel like it was deserved to go to him. You know, he had a great performance with the Auburn game, which they should have lost. But literally was like less than 2 minutes. He scored, literally took the drive all the way, scored, took him to overtime and won the game. And then the SEC championship game blowed out Georgia, exposed their defense. So yeah, it was definitely a Heisman performance. He definitely had my vote, and congratulations. Hopefully Alabama does well and, you know, maybe possibly win a back-to-back championship. But, you know, we will see as it's coming up. But let's commence into the main topic. Enough about sports. This podcast isn't about sports, Sean. What are you doing? I know. I'm sorry. I got carried away. But we're going to dive into it. So the title, Take the L. Sean, are we talking about Lost? We talking about, yeah, man. We got to talk about it. It needs to be addressed, ladies and gentlemen. And so, we are talking about failure. You know how I already do. Break it down to three sections. Failure, it hurts. Failure is humanity. And failure is headway. So, first point, it hurts. Yes, guys, we don't like to fail. We don't like to lose. Literally, I know I said this ain't a sports. You know, this podcast ain't about sports, but sports. No one likes to lose. You see the frustration when you watch on TV when someone loses or when there's a huge upset, when the big dog know they're supposed to win, but they get smacked in the mouth by the underdog. No one likes losing. No one likes losing. You don't like losing. I don't like losing. No one likes to take a L. We just don't like it. And so when we do take L's, we are hurt. It sucks to lose. It sucks not to win. You know, we sometimes have feelings of, you know, anger, feelings of upset, feelings of disappointment. We are disappointed with, you know, ourselves, you know, sports. We're just disappointed in, you know, our whole team. We are confused on how did we lose? Because literally, I had the game plan set up. There was nothing for me. There was no way I was going to lose. I had everything set up, ready to go, but it just went way left and I lost. And so with the hurt, we must know that we are human. The second point, humanity. And some people, or even most, people have, some or most, have had this mindset of failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. I have to get the job done. I have to win. I have to do this. Because I there's no such thing as failure for me. And so we tend to, we fail to see that we are human. We fail to see that we are not supposed to win all the time. We fail to see that we do have flaws. We fail to see that we have advantages and disadvantages. We fail to see that. And so humanity, once when we fail, it helps us to just breathe. Hey, I'm not perfect. It's okay. Hey, I failed. I got this. You know, sometimes failure, it creates a humbleness for the people who are extremely cocky and like, oh, I'm 5-time champ. Ain't no one going to beat me until the underdog smacks them in the mouth. Oh, shoot. I need to be humble. I gotta stay humble. I got to be in a humble place. I got to be in a humble mindset. But when we look at fail, fail is, it's an acronym. First attempt in learning. Literally. F-A-I-L. First attempt in learning. You're supposed to learn. When you lose, you're supposed to learn from losing. You're supposed to learn from your fails. Because once when we fail and once the times that we don't win and we lose and we are, you know, heading down in a roller coaster and we learn why did we fail or what took place and what happened, next time that it happens, we can move forward. Next time that it happens, we can win. Next time that it happens, we're ready to go. And so once when, you know, we learn that it's okay, that once when we learn that, hey, failure is not a bad thing, it's a growing thing, then we can be a headway. Headway? What is headway, Sean? Well, let me tell you. Headway is forward movement of a ship or boat, especially when this is slow or difficult. So let me break it down. The ship, it talked about a ship, right? So the ship was making very little headway against heavy seas. And so I believe, y'all, we are that ship, right? We are that ship. And so with the failure, yes, you know, we're, that hurt is going to be attached to us. Because we have emotions, we have feelings. We don't, like I said, we don't like to lose, right? But then we also remember that we're human, right? And so we have a option, right? It's either to stay in that hurt or being headway. Headway means moving forward through the loss, moving forward through the storm, moving forward, taking one step at a time, the left foot and the right foot. We're going to keep moving forward because yes, we failed. Yes, we took a step back. Yes, we didn't want that, but I'm going to still keep on moving forward. Okay, I'm human. I understand it. Yes, I know my flaws. Yes, I understand why I failed because I missed this and this and this and this, and I didn't really see that this and this and this and this. And so once when I realized that, now I can keep on moving forward, and then once when the test or the thing that I failed at, and now I can succeed and I can win at headway. Headway is we're not giving up. Headway is this is not the end of me. You will come. You will see me. You will see me. This is not the end of me. Yes, I failed. It's okay, but I'm gonna keep on moving forward. Like I said, you have two choices. You can either stay in that hurt, or we can be headway and move forward. So, let's go to the book of Cinderella. Sean, where are you going with this? I'm just take a sit back and enjoy the ride, all right? We're going to go into the book of Cinderella. Cinderella, taking so many lost. She lost her father. And now she's stuck with her stepmother and stepsisters, two sisters, step. And they're treating her wrong. She's taking L after L after L after L. And all she wants is just to be free from this drama, be free from just this untreatment, this inequality. She wants to be free from that. She wants to be her own person. But she keep on doing what she has to do. But when we look at this, it's so funny because there's a slang saying that everything happens for a reason. So when we look at the book of Cinderella, when we look at Cinderella's story, do we ever see that her loss was for a reason? That her desires that she wanted so bad to be free from her mother, well, her stepmother and her stepsisters was, it's not time yet? Because if she was free right then and there, what would have happened? We don't know. If she was free too early, she wouldn't meet her Prince Charming. If she was free too early, she wouldn't have met her fairy godmother that helped her to find her Prince Charming and to live happily ever after. Things that are that you take L's, or things that there's rejection, or things that are no in your life. Do you ever realize that they're blocking you, or they're telling you to wait in order you can be ready or prepare for your blessing? Do you really even realize what the reason on sometimes why do we lose? Hey, if I win, I know I'm not gonna be ready for it. Or hey, if I win, I need to wait. It's not my time yet. It's not my time yet. Or if I win, I shouldn't even win and head down that direction, because that direction is not good for me and it's only going to lead me down to destruction. And so she kept on losing after losing, and time went past and past and it passed. And then she finally met the fairy godmother. And then the fairy godmother got her dressed up. Impossible. I like the Whitney Houston one with Brandy. And she goes to that ball, right? And she meets Prince Charming. And then they dance, and then the slipper, of course, you know the rest of the story. The slipper left, and they try to find out who it is. And then they found out that it's Cinderella, and she lives her life. She is free from her stepmother and her stepsister. She is free to be her. And lives happily ever after. And the story of Abraham. Abraham and Sarah wanted a son for so long. They tried and they tried and they tried, and it failed. They gave up. They were hopeless. They didn't continue to move forward. They were hopeless in that area. But then God said, I promise you, you're going to be blessed with a child. And so what in Sarah's eyes was, that is impossible. I am so old. I can't bear a child. The impossible is possible. The so much L's that we take, and we don't realize that we become hopeless. We become in a down state of mind. So Sarah was in a down state of mind. But Abraham believed. I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep on moving forward. I trust my God. I believe in my God. So I'm going to stay obedient. And by when she turned 90 years old, they had Isaac. Sometimes you got to take so many L's because it's not time. It's not your time yet. It's not your time yet for you to win. You still need to learn. I need you to grow, Sean. Yes, it's okay. I understand you're not winning. I understand you're not getting your way. I understand the hurt. I understand your pain, Sean. I understand your desires, but it's not time yet. I still need you to grow, because once you grow and you're ready to move forward into your life that I want to take you,
then you'll be ready. It's like baking a cake. A cake, it goes through pain. It goes through heat. You have to mix up all things together and put it into the oven. And once when it's time to take it out, it tastes just right. You can't take out the cake early because it won't taste good. You can't overcook it. It's going to taste crunchy. But when you take it out the right time, it's just right. We look at the book of Creed. Hopefully y'all seen the movie of Creed. If not, I'll break it down to you. Creed. He wanted to be a boxer just like his father. Apollo Creed. Donnie Creed. Adonis Creed. He wanted to be just like his father. He wanted to fight. And so his father's like old, well, it wasn't his father's trainer. It was his father trainer's son now. So like they have a gym in LA. And so he trains boxers. And so Adonis wanted to be trained by him, right? But he said, no, I don't even want to put you in here. You're not ready. No, I don't care. No. So what Donnie did, he was like, no, I'm going to do amateur boxing. So he did amateur boxing. He gained the experience and he was winning. He was being successful, right? So he kind of got a little cockiness, right? So he came back to him. He was like, train me. I've been getting some wins. Train me. He was like, nah, you're not ready yet, little bruh. Hop out the way. Because he wasn't going to train him at all. And so he threw himself in the ring. He was like, anybody that want to fight me, they could take my car. Woo! Okay, Donnie. And so one person came in there. He was like, knocked him out. Who's next? Who's next? I am. There's this actual boxer that's about to fight Donnie. Donnie not ready for that. And he got smacked and he lost. And after that, he still didn't get trained by his father's trainer's son. And so because of that, because of that loss, where did he go? He went all the way to Philly to meet Rocky. And Rocky trained him. He had to learn that humbleness, that growth. And then once when he went to Rocky, saying, train me. And he was like, okay. And so they trained and he started to grow and he started to learn and he started to box. And so when it was time to fight, he won. Well, I mean, he didn't win. Let me rewind that. He didn't win the big fight, but he was a winner that night. He had to grow. He had to wait until it was time. And the time was Rocky was supposed to be your trainer. And then when the big fight happened, yes, he lost, but he actually won. And lastly, I'm going to talk about me. I want to be successful. Of course, I want to be the best me. You know, I want to be a late night talk show host. I want to be a film director. But one of my desires that I want a girl. I want a wife. I want a family. I want to raise a family. I want to have kids, you know. You know, future wise, not now. I still got time for that, all right? But I want a girl right now. I feel like in the time of my life, you know, I'm ready to settle down and but still pursue my career and pursue my goals, right? And so that's that desire that has been in me for so long. Even back to middle school, I always wanted a girl, right? I always wanted someone that I can call mine. I always wanted someone that I can just love, right? Right? And so I got rejected all the time. I got a lot of no's. Middle school, no. Friend zone. Hey, buddy. Hey, you're my buddy. Hey, nah, I see you as a friend. No, I see you as a brother. And that hurt me, right? That those L's hurt it. That rejection hurt it. And that rejection happened over time. And it's still happening. And all those no's that I'm hearing, and it sucks. But now I realize and I see that, hey, those no's are happening for a reason, because those no's is they're not the one for me. They're not supposed to be my wife. They're not supposed to be my girl. Because if that one person that said yes and really it was supposed to be a no, that relationship is going to fail. Not only I'm going to be hurt, but she's going to be hurt. And so God has been helping me with all these no's that I was so hurt and I was so upset. And I had cried so many nights on, dang God, like, you know my heart, you know my desires. I just want to be loved. But Sean, I understand. But Sean, I need you to take time for yourself. Sean, I need you to love yourself. Sean, I need you to really spend time with yourself. Sean, yes, I want you to spend time with yourself, but Sean, I need you to spend time with me. And so once when I realized that and I started doing that, I got to understand that all these no's that I've been going through with female after female is just helping me to, hey, she's not the one for me. Nor she will ever be, because my wife is out there waiting for me. God knows my heart. God promised me a wife. God promised me a family. So these no's, that means no, that's not it. So so what I'm going to keep on doing, I'm going to keep on working. I'm going to keep on being the headway. I'm going to keep on moving forward. I'm going to keep on working on me, being the best me that I can be, being a whole mess. Professor Douglas said it best, being whole mentally, emotionally, socially, and spiritually. And that's it. You know, it's a growing process. I didn't understand it back then, but I know it now. All those no's were for a reason. All those rejections was for a reason. All those rejection was blocking me from bad relationships. All those no's was blocking me from, hey, it's not time yet. So once when it's actually time, once when God say, hey, it's time, and I actually have my wife, ooh, it's going to feel so good. I'm going to be jumping up and down, tears of joy, like, where have you been all my life? But that's it, y'all. Literally, failure, it hurts. It's never easy. But failure is humanity. It's humanized. We're human. It's okay. We're not perfect. And so once when we realize that, failure is headway. All we can do is move forward. But yeah, y'all, let's come into this call-in section. Then we have our first caller. Caller, please state your name, where you from.
Hey, I'm Ariel. I'm from Detroit.
Gang, spicy stepper in the building. Hold on. We got to give it up. The main character, spicy stepper. Man, thank you for calling in on the show. I really appreciate you. Anyways, we not doing no hard question. It's just pretty much, how was your finals? How'd you do?
I think I did pretty good. I haven't got my test scores back yet, but they're pretty easy, and they didn't take too much of my time, so they went by fast.
Okay, for sure. Well, thank you for calling in. And since you the first caller, we just got to make you the lucky caller for today. So please send me in your Cash App because I got you. And also let them know where they can follow you at.
Y'all can follow me at You Love Ari. That's you, how you spell you, YOULUVARIIE.
Period. Go far and show us some love, man. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
And then we have our next caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hey, y'all. I'm Asia. I'm from Columbus.
Gang. Trenches. What's good with you?
I'm good.
All right. So the question of the day is, since I already know, you know, we go to the same school. How was your finals?
My finals was cool for real. Like, I feel like this is my first for real successful semester that I can say that I passed all my finals, like, with above B's. So, like, high B's or A's.
Okay. Period. All right. Well, you know, I appreciate you. You know, thank you for calling in on the show.
No problem.
And that is it. I love each and every one of y'all. And we'll see you next Monday. Shiny shine out. Peace.